whiplash trying to follow the back and forth of the CDC COVID mask guidelines. I have a crick in my neck. After telling us not to bother with masks, unless you were a healthcare worker, to yes, wear masks, to wear them outside, but outside is only if you are vaccinated. You don't need masks, or now it's fully vaccinated people must wear masks inside. And soon, I'm sure it will be outside as well. The CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, put it this way. Cut 85, please.
We can halt the chain of transmission. We can do something if we unify together, if we get people vaccinated who are not yet vaccinated, if we mask in the interim. We can halt this in just a matter of a couple of weeks.
We can halt this in just a couple of weeks if everybody wears a mask. Where have I heard that before? This will only be for a couple of weeks. Oh, yeah, that was for the lockdown. We're only going to do the lockdown for 2 weeks. Yeah, Christian says, if you believe that, they've got the bridges for sale, a lot of bridges for sale. It's the lockdown was supposed to be for 2 weeks so that we wouldn't have a spike in hospital cares, you know, or a spike in coronavirus cases that would overrun the hospitals. But no, it was a year and a half. And now the CDC director says, listen, you know, people get vaccinated, everybody wear masks, we can knock this out in 2 weeks. I'm Sandy Shack. I'm sitting in for Jeff Cooner here on the Cooner Report. Jeff is on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, you've got me. Have you caught up yet with what's going on with the CDC and the administration and masks and vaccinations? In case you haven't been following this all along, maybe this will help you. I have a little Dr. Fauci montage that I don't know, it might be of assistance if you lost your play card there. Cut 84, please, Christian.
People should not be walking around with masks.
Well, if one mask is good, it makes common sense that maybe two masks are better.
Do you think that places such as grocery stores, pharmacies, whatever, should allow vaccinated people to come in and shop without masks?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
The CDC came out with the recommendation that individuals who are vaccinated do not need to wear masks indoors or outdoors. Something has changed, and what has changed is the virus. The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all.
Oh, no, the CDC hasn't flip-flopped. The virus is changing. We've known about the variants for a long time, actually. And not only that, but I'm pretty sure most of our epidemiologists, if not all of them, expected the variants because that's what viruses do. But don't worry, the CDC says, if the science shifts again, they will let us know. I don't find that comforting. Do you? It seems to me that every time they don't know what to do, they say, oh, the science has shifted. The data has shifted. I would prefer it if they were honest with us and just said, we don't know what's going on with this. This is a manufactured virus. We don't know how it's going to behave. We don't know it the right way. All we can say is personal responsibility. You know, watch yourself. Be careful. Use common sense. Ask the people in your family to use common sense. Let's go. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Let's push through. Let's see if we can get through to the other side. That's what I would like the CDC to say. But no, we have Dr. Rochelle Walensky who says there's new data, and there's new data that breakthrough cases in vaccinated individuals can spread as much virus as an unvaccinated person. I'm pretty sure we figured this out before yesterday. I'm pretty sure that when Cambridge announced, Massachusetts announced 42% of its new cases were unvaccinated people, or vaccinated people, I'm sorry, that we knew that, you know, breakthrough cases were happening when I think out of 300 and some odd cases, this is last week in Massachusetts, there were numerous outbreak or breakthrough cases. But Rochelle Walensky basically says this is new data. And can I just say, by the way, that I am pretty sure I heard somebody say just, I think, last week, actually say it very vehemently, as I recall, that if you were vaccinated, you could not get COVID. Who said that? Who was it that said that? I remember it was the President of the United States told us that. Cut 53B.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
Okay. So the President of the United States, the guy, by the way, who's in charge of, you know, overseeing the CDC, technically speaking, says that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to worry about getting COVID. Is that so? Because according to the CDC, this is, you know, what they're saying, some vaccinated people infected with a Delta variant after vaccination may be contagious and spread the virus to others. That's CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. And she says that the new information that they've gathered over the past couple of weeks shows that those who are infected with a Delta variant could carry the same viral load as unvaccinated infected people. In other words, you're just as contagious. You're still going to give the virus. You're just as contagious as the person who is unvaccinated and gets it. There's no difference between you, is what she's saying. And just last month, the CDC had issued guidance suggesting that, you know, it was okay for vaccinated students and staff to go to school without masks. Just within a month, they were saying that. Now they're recommending localities encourage universal indoor masking for all teachers, staff, students, visitors, regardless of vaccination status. That was in their new guidance summary that they published yesterday. So if it makes you feel any better, by the way, Walensky says that the news that vaccinated people will still have to wear masks, it weighs heavily on her. Can you imagine? She feels bad about it. Do you trust the CDC at this point? Do you believe that they have any idea of what's going on? Any whatsoever? I don't think that they do. So I think they need to stop coming out with these pronouncements. Dr. Fauci, who, as we all know, is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, theoretically one of the most experienced epidemiologists in the country, basically says that this is not a case of flip-flopping. You heard a little bit in the montage cut we made. This is not a case of flip-flopping in regard to the CDC. Cut 85A, please.
Something has changed, and what has changed is the virus. The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all. What's happened is that when that earlier recommendation was made, we were dealing predominantly with the Alpha variant.
Okay. I think everybody understands about variants. We've known about the Delta variant for a while. We've actually, it's got to be at least 6 months, we've known about the Delta variant. What has changed in the past week? I think, to be honest with you, the answer is nothing. I think the answer is that this administration, which I include the CDC under, is the gang that couldn't shoot straight. Because here is one of the strangest aspects, or most bleeped up, if you prefer that description, while admitting that we now need to wear masks again, or asking us to wear masks again, even if vaccinated, because the vaccination can't necessarily protect you against the Delta variant. That's what we've been told in the past 24 hours. The CDC is still demanding that everybody get vaccinated. So even though, and you heard Rochelle Walensky say it, in the beginning, get vaccinated. We all wear masks. We're going to knock it out in 2 weeks. We'll play that cut again. Cut 85.
We can halt the chain of transmission. We can do something if we unify together, if we get people vaccinated who are not yet vaccinated, if we mask in the interim. We can halt this in just a matter of a couple of weeks.
So, okay. The CDC says vaccinate, wear masks, and it's gone in 2 weeks. But getting vaccinated does not protect you against the Delta variant. You still can pass it. You can still get sick. You can still get really, really, really sick. Okay, my head feels like I have brain freeze when I try to think about the information that we're getting from the CDC. We need to wear masks again because even if we are vaccinated, you can get COVID, but you still need to get vaccinated. Does anybody else have a problem with this? In fact, Dr. Walensky, I believe, says that it's because of the unvaccinated that the vaccinated are getting sick. Again, since the vaccination doesn't protect you against the Delta variant or any other variants coming down the road, I don't understand the logic of that. Do you? Do you trust the CDC in this particular case? Do you think that they are giving us good advice? Do you intend to follow it? Are you going to wear your mask or are you going to get vaccinated? 617-266-6868 is the number here. I'm Sandy Shack. This is the Kuhner Report. is the number. 617-266-6868. This is Sandy Shack sitting in for Jeff Kuhner, who is on vacation. This is the Kuhner Report. And we're talking about how the CDC changed its guidance. And now they want us to wear masks and get vaccinated, even though they say we have to wear the masks because getting vaccinated does not protect you against the Delta variant. It's a lot of mixed signals that we're getting from this administration, from the CDC. And my question is, do you trust them? The text number is 70470 if you want to send me a message. And in fact, let's see, 978 says, Sandy, none of these people knows what they are doing. They are trying to appease the teachers union while screwing everyone else. And there is no consistency. I so agree with the fact that there's no consistency. And I actually have a cut I want to play for you in a second regarding that. 781 says, we all know the CDC's 2 weeks is really 2 years. Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all either. But in regard to the teachers, there was a very disquieting statement that came out from Randy Weingarten, the teachers union president, the National Teachers Union president, that made me stop for a second and take pause. See if you can get what I'm talking about. This is Randy Weingarten talking about what they're going to do in the fall. Cut 89, please, Christian.
The bottom line is we're going to keep kids safe. We're going to keep our members safe. And we're going to try to open up schools. And we're going to try to move through this political battlefield.
Do you understand why I find that cut alarming? We're going to try to open up the schools. Is she intimating that maybe we're not going to open up the schools? We're just going to try to open up the schools? Wow. I find that very disquieting. And I think that what the texter said about this being about the teachers union really hits home when you listen to Randy Weingarten. Huh. I think we're being played. And I'm finding it very confusing to listen to all the different messages that we're getting from this administration. I hope you've been keeping up with what they've been doing, because I'm going to complicate it just a little bit. The variants. Let's start with the vaccines, actually. So the vaccines do not protect you from getting COVID. So if you get a variant, you can still get COVID despite the vaccines. That's what I just heard from the CDC yesterday. I hope you heard the same thing. Even after President Biden says that's not true. And I just need to play that cut again. I know you're probably getting sick of it, but it just really encapsulates for me the fact that this administration can't get its story straight. Cut 53B again, Christian.
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah.
So I'll be honest with you. If I were to say something to the President Biden, it would be you're talking out your you know what, seriously, with that. So faced with the scientific data that the vaccine is not effective against the Delta variant, according to the CDC, President Biden still trying to make everyone take the vaccine. And in fact, this week called everybody who has not taken it stupid. Cut 81A, please.
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
That's political speak for stupid. You're not as smart as I thought you were. And he said that after the CDC announced its new mask recommendations. It's a good way to win friends and influence people, don't you think? If you want to convince somebody to do something, just insult them. I don't know about you, but that usually, you know, makes me come around. Somebody calls me a name or insults me. Although, does he really know what stupid is? This is just an aside question. Because isn't this the president who called his attic son Hunter the smartest man I know? Is that his standard for stupidity? In case you don't remember, I have it. This is when he did it. I think he was on Stephen Colbert. Cut 86, please, Christian.
We have great confidence in our son. Mm-hmm. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play. But look, it is what it is. And he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know. I mean, in a pure intellectual capacity. And as long as he's good, we're good.
So the president is calling his son the smartest man I know, but those who choose not to be vaccinated are stupid. Huh. It's just something to think about. The issue came up regarding how stupid we are, anybody who wants to not be vaccinated, how stupid the American people are. When a reporter asked the president if he's considering, you heard part of it in there, if he's considering a vaccine mandate for all federal employees, and you heard him say, it's under discussion. You know, that's, I think, speak for, yes, we're going to do it. That's after the Department of Veterans Affairs became the first federal agency to make everybody get vaccinated. They just announced that Monday. So the president was asked about that. And he said, yes, Veterans Affairs is going to require that all docs working facilities are going to have to be vaccinated. And that was after a report from the Veterans Affairs Secretary regarding the healthcare workers at the VA. As a matter of fact, I think there's like 115,000 staffers in the VA, and they're going to have, I think, 2 months to get inoculated, and they will be fired if they don't. They will be fired. Does a mandate for federal workers to get vaccinated make sense to you? Does it worry you? I mean, think about it. First federal workers, then us. And all because the CDC is confused about the Delta variant. And it's not going to protect any of those workers, as we know, because if they're exposed to the Delta variant, they can still get it. But we're still going to make them get vaccinated. Kevin from New Hampshire, welcome to WRKO. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, sir. So do you trust the CDC new guidelines? Are you going to follow them?
I have not gotten the vaccine, and I refuse to put a mask on. And the thing that gets me is they keep claiming this Delta variant. But there's only one test for COVID. There's no separate test for different variants. And
they're withdrawing that test as of the end of this year because they said it can't tell the difference between COVID and the regular flu.
Exactly. And somebody had said to me that, which I now that I think about it, I honestly believe it. I don't know the exact number of people that have died from the vaccine right now, but this almost sounds like it is, you know, they're saying the Delta variant as a safety net for them because of the people that are dying of the vaccines, and they need something to fall back on to blame. They can't blame the vaccine, obviously, so they need something to fall back on to blame, and they're using the Delta variant as a safety net for them to cover themselves.
Wow. That sounds very frightening. And by the way, you know, we already are, Kevin, at the Lambda variant. No, there's already a Lambda variant out there, which apparently is pretty bad. So are we going to go through this? If we're going to go through this every single time there's a variant, that means we will always wear masks. And I don't understand why they think telling us to wear masks is going to make more people get vaccinated against something we can't stop. I'm Sandy Shack. I'll be right back. The number here is 617-266-6868. This is Sandy Shack filling in for Jeff Cooner. The new COVID guidelines, do you have any confidence in them? Do you think that they are not going to change in just a couple more days? If you think about it, they are sending us these horrific mixed messages that they don't know what we should do. And they have this catch-22 logic where we need to wear masks because the Delta variant is very contagious. In fact, the Delta variant can infect you even if you're vaccinated, but you still need to get vaccinated. Is that a mixed message to you? It is to me. I mean, and that's what they've been doing to us for months. You know, first they threatened to send federalized strike teams into low vaccination areas to persuade people to get vaccinated. We have this information that even though they're doing that, the vaccinations really aren't that effective against the new variants of COVID, which make people, of course, wonder, why should we get the vaccination? Then the president insults everybody who hasn't been vaccinated, trying to persuade them to get vaccinated. I don't know how you would describe that as anything but a mixed message. How about you, Terry, from Hyde Park? Are you getting mixed messages from the administration?
Yeah, I don't believe any of this information that they're giving us, okay? The reason they're doing this is so that they can take the vaccinated people or even the unvaccinated people and force people to have booster shots every year so that they can keep their scenario for election, you know, fraud and all that other stuff, okay? So basically, this is another way for them to eventually force people to take booster shots.
Well, I think they were going to, the booster shots is something completely, I think that was coming down the road no matter what. I think they were going to, you know, tell us, we've already seen the stories that some of these vaccines, they didn't know from the beginning whether they would be good for 6 months or good for a year or good for whatever. So we kind of suspected that was going to happen. But I think one of the most annoying mixed message that I'm getting is that you need to get vaccinated, but you still need to wear a mask because you need to get back if you're not vaccinated, because you can still get the virus, but you need to get vaccinated. It just makes my head spin. And I know that most Americans are looking at themselves going, does he think we're stupid? And the answer to that is, I think he does. He basically said, you're stupid. Said it right out loud for everybody here. You know, I think that was a moment when the mask slipped, that he didn't really mean to say that, because I think that was true. He thinks that we're stupid, or as he puts it, not as intelligent as I thought you were. It's a little disingenuous because he never thought we were intelligent to begin with. Otherwise, why would you give people these conflicting stories and still expect them to do what you want them to do, Terry? I mean, that's what I'm shaking my head over.
Yeah, well, I just think this is another way to make more money. And second of all, I think it's just another way for them to have some kind of excuse. Okay, this Delta variant, I'm not convinced that there really is one. I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think this is all made up.
You think the variants are made up?
Yeah, I do. I think that they're going to continue more and more variances when they can't win on a certain situation, okay? They're going to be backup variances all the way through. They're going to be variances from people that are coming in from the other country.
I would say this to that, Terry. I mean, I agree with you in that I think they're going to use the variants for various purposes. I think that's true. But I don't think they're making up the variants. They happen. I mean, you see it every year with the flu. It's not something out of whole cloth. I think the virus, all viruses mutate. They just do. That's like, you know, everybody ages. They do. And it's the same kind of principle. So, I mean, a virus evolves. They will always evolve. They will always continue to evolve. That's just what they do. So I think that's true. How virulent they are and what we need to do to protect ourselves against them, that's what I don't necessarily believe when they tell me.
Yeah, I don't think there's any protection at all. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Well, a lot of people share that opinion, Terry. I think that there are a lot of people who feel the same way that you do. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it very much. But I do believe that the administration is using the Delta variant for their own purpose in this particular case. And in this case, they're using it to institute a vaccine mandate. And I don't understand why they think we're going to fall for that, or why we think we're going to agree to it. The president said that he wants to make federal employees get vaccinated. And if he wants to do that, my advice would be, why don't you start with the staff at the White House? They won't even tell us how many vaccinated people are in the West Wing, or how many people have come down with breakthrough cases. Why not be a little bit more transparent about the numbers instead of calling people stupid? You know, they might, meaning us, we might respond a little bit better if there was a little more confidence in the administration and their recommendations. And one of the ways to get there is through transparency. It might be more effective than issuing mandates when even the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, says that mandates aren't really the job of the federal government, because that's what she said. Cut number 90, please, Christian.
That's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take in order to protect people in their communities.
They're not the job of the federal government. We're not in the business of federal mandates. That's what Jen Psaki said. Apparently, she hadn't been in the meeting where they discussed the fact that the White House was about to change its story about mandates, because the president said he is contemplating a mandate for all federal employees. This after the after the Department of Veterans Affairs decided that they were in fact going to do the vaccine mandate for their employees. But I'm going to play for you the whole cut where he says we're stupid, and then he explains how he is thinking about a federal vaccine mandate. Cut 81, please, Christian.
Will you require all federal employees to get vaccinated?
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
Are
Are you concerned that the CDC's new mask guidance could sow confusion?
We have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated. We are sowing enormous confusion. And the more we learn, about this virus and the Delta variation, the more we have to be worried and concerned. And then only one thing we know for sure, if those other 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world. So get vaccinated. If you haven't, you're not nearly as smart as I said you are.
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, the threat of a federal mandate. Secondly, did you catch that? When she asked, aren't you sowing confusion by sending these mixed messages? And his response is, it's the unvaccinated who are sowing confusion. Do you buy that? Because to be honest with you, if there's anybody who's clear in the message they're sending, it's the unvaccinated. They're basically saying, I don't trust the vaccine. I don't trust this government. I have responsibility for my own body. I take a personal responsibility for my health and for the health of people around me. I think that's pretty clear. I haven't gotten any mixed messages from the unvaccinated, have you? Do you think he's just talking ragtime up there? Again, blaming the unvaccinated for the fact that his administration is like the gang that couldn't shoot straight? And why are they doing this? Why are they sending these mixed messages out all the time? Why are they saying with one hand, we want you to get vaccinated, but on the other hand, you have to wear a mask because it's not going to protect you? Well, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says, this is not about public safety. This is about control. Cut 39, please.
So let's talk about the science. If we're trying to get America vaccinated, what type of message does this provide? We are vaccinated, we're not a hot spot, but they're forcing you to wear a mask? Not in the Senate, but in the House. This is just about more control. This is just the beginning of a set. Because school's going to start coming back, they're going to shut school down again. This is about control. Let's base it upon the science. And that's the one thing with the doctors you're going to bring up and talk to them.
It's about control. Do you think he's right? In an interview he gave with Breitbart, Kevin McCarthy says, vaccines work and vaccinated Americans should not have to wear masks. The same bureaucratic public health experts who completely upend our society by pushing lockdowns and year-long school closures now want to force Americans to return to pre-vaccine control measures. By forcing vaccinated Americans to return to masks, the Biden administration is not only casting doubt on a safe and effective vaccine, but contradicting why vaccines exist. Children should not be forced to wear masks in classrooms for 8+ hours when the actual science proves they are at low risk of contracting or spreading the virus. Does he make sense to you? Because he does to me. But you know what Nancy Pelosi had to say about it? It's really quick and very hard to hear. 37B, please, Christian.
Leader McCarthy says it's against the science.
You can barely hear it. She says he's a moron. That's what I call a nice, intelligent discourse that's going to clear all this up right now. He's a moron. We'll be right back. 617-266-6868. I'm Sandy Shack. This is the Kuna Report.